Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guys, there was a recent study or a survey done of kids, teenagers, between the ages of 13 and 18. It was done by the News Literacy Project. And what they found was an overwhelming majority of teens. And this, I think the number is alarming, and I think the findings are pretty, I think they're a bit scary. 84% of these teens described news media with negative words. So, yeah. All journalism. So we're talking about journalism and news. They used words like fake, crazy, boring, biased, and sad. What's interesting is when I was a kid, I think most of us thought of journalism as boring. But the other words like biased and crazy and fake and sad, those are not words we used.
You're saying 84%.
So this isn't against party lines or anything. This is just... And I don't think that they even asked kids if they align with one way or another. They're also finding that far more of them than not get their news from other friends, from social media, or from what they see their parents watching on TV, which is that last part is pretty standard. I think that we all were exposed to the news that our parents were watching, right? But the fact that none of them, and there was a classroom, this woman who was a journalist who wrote about this, sat in on a journalism class in a high school where they all had to take it. It was sort of just part of the requirement. And not a single person in the classroom, and this is just an anecdote, but not a single person in the classroom had any interest in becoming a journalist.
Hmm. Yeah, and I've proceeded down the race of life further than any of the rest of you people in here. And when I was young... 9, 10, 11 years old, the Watergate case was going on. I watched the hearings after school. They made the movie All the President's Men, Dustin Hoffman, Robert Redford. And it glamorized the newspaper newsroom. And that was an era where so many kids wanted to be. I was the editor of the school paper. I was going to go into journalism professionally. That was my chosen career at that point, and which went great until I got fired from the radio station. And then, it was a destination profession for people of that era. And it is.
It was even when I was in college.
Yeah, it's not. It's not healthy for a population to lose its trust in journalism.
Agreed.
Because there's no good that comes from that.
But am I the only one here who's not shocked?
I mean, 12 to 18 years old, most of their conscious life, they had a president that was out telling them that the news
everything's
was fake.
Fake.
They had media sources that existed that were saying that the other media was either liberal media or conservative media and that it was fake. I don't know many young people who watch local news anymore because I don't think they watch TV. I think they watch their phone and their iPad. So while I'm not shocked by it, I think it's sad. And I think it's a part of the evolution of what technology's brought us, but I don't find it shocking.
So these are the future implications. This is what it says. A little less than half, so 45% of teens said journalists do more harm to democracy than protect it. And about two-thirds of teens, 67%, said they are a little or not at all concerned about the sharp decline in news organizations. That, to me, maybe, I mean, all these numbers to me are a little terrifying. Because I don't think, and maybe as they get older, they will learn better.
Of course.
But and I hope that's true. But if this is a new generation of people who is going to continue to believe that we don't really need news organizations, that we don't really need independent journalism, that we don't need that stuff, you're not going to want to live in that country.
No,
I promise you, you're not going to want to live there.
Nobody's keeping their eye on the ball. When I got elected to the Missouri General Assembly in November of 1988, my first week in 1989 as a young state representative, I would walk to get to my office past what was the media area. And in those days, you had 2 to 3 to 4 reporters from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, same number, Kansas City Star, Springfield News Leader, Associated Press was there, the St. Joe Press Gazette, Cape Girardeau had a reporter in the Capitol. All of these cities and had a very active press corps. There were a whole slew of Post-Dispatch reporters in their Washington, D.C. mm-hmm. bureau in those days. Today, if I want to call, you know, when Michael interrupted my news conference the first time we met, you know, I had a pretty good number of journalists out there. But today, the Capitol Press Corps, if you're lucky, is a handful of people.
Yeah, and I have said this. I wish I could take all the money that is in cable news outlets and give them to rebuild local newsrooms across the country. I think local newsrooms are so important. Some of the biggest national stories are broken by local newsrooms. And I see the decline of trust in national media, the rapid decline. And I think there are two really big reasons for that. Multiple reasons and multiple things can be true. One is when you look at the cable news, and there are a lot of talking heads that are opinion givers. And opinion givers aren't reporters.
No.
I'm not a reporter. People are like, oh, Amy, you're biased. Yeah, I guess I am because my job is to give an opinion. I'm not a reporter. I'm not investigating. There's a huge difference between Ronj and me sitting in here giving opinions about the news and the guys out there in the newsroom. And I would say all of them. I don't even know which way they lean politically because they just tell the news out there in the KMOX newsroom. So I think there's this confusion between opinion givers and reporters. And opinion givers, yeah, I mean, we know some of the opinion givers, you know, on CNN or especially MSNBC, they lean left, and the opinion givers on Fox lean right. Then I also think social media muddied the waters a lot. Because you did have some reporters, especially of those like legacy news outlets, that were tweeting opinions. And when you tweet an opinion, and that's a tricky thing, and you're a reporter, you almost have the semblance of the gatekeeping of the New York Times, but you don't really, because the New York Times editor isn't gatekeeping your tweets. So it kind of, I think, muddied the waters between opinion and reporting with social media. And I know Ronj will disagree with me on this, but there are some instances, especially now with Maddie Friedman, who wrote for the Associated Press, said there are, especially in certain storylines, what he would call activist journalists, where some do give biased opinion. They're not flat out lying, but it can be, you can be biased sure. by what you amplify and by what you diminish. And the thing is, all those things have hurt journalism, which is terrible, because autocracies and dictatorships don't have a free press. We have a free press, and we need to make sure we keep it sacred.
It's very important, and you're right. The lines between editorial and news have become completely obfuscated in this country, and it's not helpful. People don't have an appreciation for what an independent journalist actually contributes to society. It's a lot.
And how much work goes into it.
And
diligence.
Yeah, and you've got to... You know, the objective in journalism is to get it right and to give both sides. And that's what good stories do. Now, I think biases in the media have long been present, and it's not so much as of the content of the news article as it is deciding what gets in and what stays out. And I think that's always been a struggle. And I think it's accurate to say that the majority of American journalists who pursue that career in journalism are left of center in their personal politics. But you can be left of center or right of center in your personal feelings, and everybody's got viewpoints, but you don't bring those to the table when you're reporting the news. And professional journalists have a pretty good track record, not perfect, but a pretty good track record of doing the professional job of a journalist and reporting accurately to the public, and that is an invaluable service.
The vast majority of them are really, really trying very hard to get it right, and they take it personally when they don't, when they make a mistake. And I don't think that a lot of people realize how much work and diligence goes into that.
Well, and death, I mean, like, they put their lives at risk when they're reporting in dangerous situations.
So here's another number from that survey, which is what I think, this, again, has future implications. The majority of the teens said that professional journalists do not produce information that is more impartial than other kinds of content creators online. 80%. Four out of every five of these teens think that some idiot they follow on Instagram does a better or equal job to an actual journalist who uses sources and goes through a rigorous journalistic process. They think that that is exactly the same or worse. That's crazy. And if we live in a society where all we have are social media reporters in the future, this is going to be the dumbest place on earth.
Idiot.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Democracy.
It will be. Absolutely.
You know, Ranj, I think you might, you'll see this too. I think sometimes people feel like the politics side of things is so muddied. It's almost easier to view it in terms of sports. When you look at like Matthew DeFrank's writing about the Blues, or, you know, Luke Korak writing about the Blues, or Derek Gould writing about the Cardinals, the game last night, it's pretty factual. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. Here's the quote. End of story. Bernie Miklas gives opinions.
Yep. He has an opinion. He's a columnist.
That's the difference. Like, right. Yeah, and you don't, you know what I mean? Like, he's the one that gives opinion. Kevin Wheeler, when you know, and you guys on the Gas House Gang, you're giving opinions. Derek Gould, when he writes the game story, that's just the story. And I think that delineation in sports is, maybe it's muddied too, but I feel like people see the difference there more than they see in politics.
You look at Derek Gould, Katie Wu, the journalists that cover the team, they're also working their sources inside the clubhouse. They build relationships with the manager and the players, and they get interesting nuggets that most folks wouldn't have access to, and they report them. Which is precisely what White House correspondents do, or Capitol correspondents do.
Pentagon correspondents well, you got, used to do.
You got Mike Lindell in there now.
And I think Laura Loomer.
Yeah. So, you know, the state of journalism is, should be something that people take very seriously because it's vital to our functioning.
At the same time, though, if you're one of these young 12 to 18-year-olds and you're listening to Grandpa, who's clearly been brainwashed by what everybody says is legitimate news, I'm sure you are going to poo-poo everything. I mean, none of this seems shocking to me.
No, it's definitely not shocking. I think it is.
It's sad. Like
we've got this text that says, biased news directors damaged journalism. Locally see KMOV and the Post-Dispatch. This is a person, I'm guessing, who just is probably right of center, if not all the way right. And they see anything that is not... I think there are far too many people who think that anything that is not all the way to the right, or in some cases to the left, if it's not that, then it is the opposite. Right. So for example, if you have the Post-Dispatch, or if you have any of the news channels here in St. Louis, and you say, well, they're all liberals. Well, I think that's maybe a person who thinks if it's not a conservative outlet, it must be liberal. It can't possibly be down the middle. I don't think people give enough weight to down the middle journalism. Huh. They think it's all the other way. Well, if it's not all my way, then it must be the opposite, which isn't true. And I think that nothing has been more damaging, and I'm sorry, I know this will upset some people, but I think nothing has been more damaging in the last 10 years than the most consequential person in the country over and over and over again telling people that news is fake because he doesn't like that they report on him. He doesn't like the things they report on him.
He replaced the Washington Post and the New York Times with these bloggers, and I mean, it's so transparent what he's up to. But if you're a 12 to 18 year old person and you think that this is just the way that it goes, yeah, I don't know how we ever come back from this.
There are still very serious and substantive journalists in this country.
And a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. And so the question becomes, as consumers of information, do we make a distinction between legitimate journalism and whatever else is out there? And I think the most thoughtful among us, I've got the YouTube television. And so if I choose to, I can watch CNN, Fox News.
Can't watch ABC
MSNBC,
anymore.
News Nation, all on the quad box and kind of go back and forth. That is, I have found, a really good way to consume information.
Yep.
And I think most people are so siloed in what they expose themselves to that it's not healthy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.